CNN is reporting that a government inspector overseeing the Secret Service met today with the House January 6th committee. This comes 2 days after this inspector notified the committee that the Secret Service deleted text messages from January 5th and January 6th of last year. Carol Lenig, political investigative reporter at The Washington Post, joins us for more on these text messages and the Secret Service. Hi, Carol.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So these text messages, who is asking for them?
So the watchdog for the Secret Service is called the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security. That huge behemoth department sort of owns the Secret Service. And the Inspector General asked for these records, according to the materials I've reviewed, in late February of 2021. So a good 2 months after the attack on the Capitol, the IG said, you know, I'd like to look at a bunch of your internal communications around the day of the attack. However, now we are learning that the Secret Service began essentially rebooting all of its staff phones in January, as planned for months, and that replacement started in headquarters in Washington, D.C. A lot of those records weren't backed up, and now it looks like they are disappeared.
So these text messages may be gone. Tell us a little bit more about the Secret Service side of the story. I mean, are they saying we replace phones every once in a while, and then we have to, I don't know what the word is, we have to kind of clean them out, and this is what happened?
This was a massive upgrade for all of the internal communications for the Secret Service, according to two people who described this to me in confidence. They said that essentially the phone situation was one where the service was way behind. And they were updating everything, and that was resetting the phones. And in doing so, many Secret Service staff, while they're instructed to back up government communications, essentially didn't.
Yeah.
The Secret Service is taking extreme umbrage at the Inspector General's accusation in a letter that the Inspector General wrote 2 days ago, in which the Inspector General said, this evidence about January 5th and January 6th was deleted by the Secret Service after I requested records. The service says, oh, no. There was no like intentional deletion.
And they're also
arguing that they didn't get his request until after they'd already begun resetting phones.
Oh, so they were doing, I see. It's two separate things. They were already resetting the devices, had nothing to do with the request or the timing of the request from the Inspector General's office.
Yes, but I will add one little note. I've been writing about the Secret Service for a long time. Their problem in this episode is that they have not been incredibly trustworthy on the issue of complying with congressional investigations. They've had witnesses, they've instructed, you know, in the past not to talk to congressional investigators. They encouraged them sort of vaguely not to participate, which is potentially obstruction. They've eliminated incredible records that Congress was seeking in the past that were super sensitive and could be embarrassing about the Secret Service's work. So there's reason people don't trust the Secret Service in this instance.
And just backing up briefly, Carol, what are the key big questions about the Secret Service that the Homeland Security investigators are asking, that the January 6th committee may be asking, that the Justice Department may be asking?
Such a good way to frame that question, because all three are definitely boring in. The reason the Secret Service is so critical to all three of these entities is because they are witnesses to this history. They are witnesses and key participants. They're with the president on his shoulder on January 6th when he is insisting that he be taken to the Capitol along with his supporters who turn out to be armed, violent rioters. They are with the president when he engages in, at least we know for sure, a shouting match with his Secret Service agents demanding that he be taken. They are witnesses when the president is informed that the Secret Service has learned that multiple supporters of his on the Ellipse that day are armed, and that they know what the president's reaction was. All of these things are incredibly important to rebuilding what happened on those days, and also to getting to former President Donald Trump's intent.
Carol Leinig is political investigative reporter for The Washington Post. Carol, thanks again for joining us.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Scott.